Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Entheogenic Evolution podcast. As always, I'm your host, Martin, and I'm very happy to have you with me today as we return to the audiobook of Facilitating 5-MeO-DMT. And with this week's episode, we are now getting into the appendices. And the very first appendix featured in the book comes from myself, and it is Integrating 5-MeO-DMT, Embodying Your Relationship to Yourself as the Divine. And I didn't plan it this way, but it just so happens that we're getting to this portion of the book when my big announcement for this week is that my brand new book, 5-MeO-DMT Integration, Embodying Non-Duality is Not What You Think, Education and Empowerment for Working with the God Molecule, is now out there and fully available. And basically what I've done for this new book is take what I've communicated in this relatively short appendix featured in the Facilitating 5-MeO-DMT anthology and expanded it into a roughly 200-page book. And the book is now out there. I officially published it on February 29th just because that was a fun day to do it. And it is currently available in paperback at various Amazon marketplaces. It is also available via Kindle. And there is a PDF version with full color art as featured in the book available at my Patreon shop over at my Patreon page at patreon.com/MartinWBall. So this week, everything is just tying in together around this theme of integration. So if you like what you hear in this appendix that I'm sharing on the podcast today, well, go out and get the new book because it expands on all of this, goes into a lot of detail, gives examples, looks at a few case studies, has examples of integration calls and just what it all really entails. And I'm really happy to be providing this material out into the world because there isn't anywhere else that you're going to get this kind of information. And I really pride myself on creating unique contributions to the literature on 5-MeO-DMT. And this new book, along with all my other books about 5-MeO-DMT, is absolutely unique. You're not going to find anything else like it anywhere else out there, other than, for example, this appendix to the Facilitating 5-MeO-DMT anthology. Before we get there, let's make a couple announcements. I do want to thank Coat Wolf Productions and Kimon, who joined at the base level over at my Patreon page over this past week. Thank you very much for your support. And do encourage you as a listener, if you support this podcast and you would like to give a little financial support to help the production of this podcast and keeping it going, which is now in its 17th year. Great way to do that is joining up over at Patreon. There's everything from $1 a month working all the way up to $100 a month, which also gets you a 1-hour video call with me every month as part of the benefits for that top tier at the God Molecule level. But there's all kinds of things in between. And just a reminder that if you sign up at the $20 a month level or up, anywhere from there on up to the top of $100 a month, I will send you a free PDF copy of my AI art imagined illustrated version of the Solendarian game with over 600 full color images. And there's lots of benefits for every level that you go through. And also starting at the $20 a month level, you get access to the back catalog of Entheogenic Evolution archive of old episodes that are no longer active here on the podcast. And just a reminder that for these podcast episodes that feature selections from my audiobooks, they only remain up for about 2 weeks or until the next chapter comes out, and then I remove the chapter previous. So if you want to get the full audiobook, go on over to Audible, Amazon, or the Apple iBookstore, and you can find all of my audiobooks over there. And speaking of audiobooks, that's what's going to be next in the process for me, is putting together the audiobook for the new book, 5-MeO-DMT Integration. Also going to be creating some new music to go with that, so I still have lots of projects to do. But that's what's next on my list. Now, of course, as I always mention, if you would like some help integrating your experience, I do specialize in 5-MeO-DMT, but I'm not limited to that entheogen by any means. And I'm more than happy to set up a call with you. I'm available for 30, 60, and 90-minute video calls to help you unpack, understand, and integrate your entheogenic experience from a non-dual and energetic perspective. And if you want to know more about that, well, listen to the chapter that I'm going to be sharing here today and go out and get the new book, 5-MeO-DMT Integration. It'll tell you all about it with, again, information you're not going to find anywhere else. If you want more information about my integration services, stop by at www.nondualentheogenicintegration.com. Of course, I have also updated my personal webpage with the release of the new book, martinball.net. There's also the PayPal link at the top right of the page over there if you want to make a contribution via PayPal and sort of the in support of the podcast. That is always appreciated as well. Looking ahead here on the Entheogenic Evolution podcast, next week I have an interview with Greg Lake, who is a lawyer working in entheogenic churches and in entheogenic religious services and gaining First Amendment freedoms and recognition of entheogenic sacraments. He is currently working a pro bono case in Detroit, Michigan, about a mushroom church that was basically has been raided. And he's got a lot of interesting things to say about that. And we had a great conversation a few weeks ago, and that will be featured in the interview coming up next week here on the podcast. And I also have a very interesting conversation with a psychotherapist who lives in Spain. His name is Pablo Lopez. And we actually had to do the interview twice. So I'm going to be sharing our second take, and that's coming up in a few weeks after we get more from the Facilitating 5-MeO-DMT Anthology, as we do have a few more appendices to go before that book is all wrapped up. And one last reminder that after we're done sharing the audiobook of Facilitating 5-MeO-DMT here in the podcast, I am going to be resharing the audiobook to my novel, The Solendarian Game, which is the novel that I did the AI illustrated version of. I do have a 5-chapter sampler of the illustrated novel available, and I'm happy to give that out to anyone who would like to receive that for free. And I'm kind of hoping that people will pick up copies of the illustrated novel, and I'll be sharing the novel here on the podcast in between interviews, and you can read along, you can look at the pictures, and we can all have fun doing that. So that's what's coming up in the near future here on the Entheogenic Evolution podcast in its 17th year going on strong. I've got more interviews lined up this coming week. So just keeping busy here on my end. Thank you very much for your support. Thank you for listening. And please enjoy this chapter, or actually the appendix. This is Appendix A from Facilitating 5-MeO-DMT, the audiobook. And this is my chapter on integration. Enjoy. Facilitating 5-MeO-DMT by Martin W. Ball, PhD, Editor. Appendix A, Integrating 5-MeO-DMT, Embodying Your Relationship to Yourself as the Divine. Written and spoken elsewhere at great length on the topic of integrating 5-MeO-DMT. See, in particular, my books Entheogenic Liberation and The Entheological Paradigm, 2021 edition. But feel that it is worthwhile to share a few words of wisdom here as an appendix to this anthology. Back when I was undergoing my own personal transformation and opening with 5-MeO-DMT, integration wasn't a thing that people talked about or emphasized in the psychedelic world the way that it is now, where people like myself work as integration coaches and programs are being developed to certify individuals as integration specialists and psychedelic therapists. When people ask me what I did for integration while undergoing my own process, I tend to answer that I simply focused on the process and, most importantly, saw it through to its natural conclusion and ultimate transformation. See my Being Infinite for the full account of personal details of my process. The point is that integration wasn't a thing at that time, and my process was so profound, so unique, and so decidedly different that I had no one and nothing in particular to turn to for this laudable ideal of integration, as I really only had myself and my own experience. And here's what I learned. The entire process was about learning how to embody my individual relationship to myself as the divine. Nothing more and nothing less. There will always be room for philosophical and theological debate in terms of questions of what actually is, and whether 5-MeO-DMT literally grants individuals access to the direct non-dual experience of being God, Source, pure consciousness, the divine, absolute reality, etc. But what should be clear by this point, after having read through all these accounts by facilitators of the 5-MeO-DMT experience, is that this is precisely how we can describe the experience and the process of personal awakening and transformation that 5-MeO-DMT potentially triggers in individuals. In that sense, it doesn't really matter if it's actually real and true. I'm of the firm view that it is, because that's what people experience, and having such an understanding of the magnitude of this perception and direct experience is crucial for helping people integrate, make sense of, and ground their experience into everyday life, behavior, thought, and action. It is therefore important that anyone looking to either experience or facilitate 5-MeO-DMT, especially as it becomes ever more mainstream and potentially available through licensed and regulated therapists, understand that the phenomenon of 5-MeO-DMT is an experience of the non-dual nature of the divine and the unitary nature of the self. In other words, anyone working in this realm has got to be comfortable with the topic of God, absolute being, or whatever we may want to call it, and the reality that people are going to experience themselves as that, to varying degrees, with varying levels of personal insight and perspective. Whether this is actually true or not is irrelevant, because that's the overwhelming impression that is consistent and fairly universal and is what people need to grapple with and accept as part of their process of integration and potential personal transformation. While it's possible to treat all this agnostically, I'm not sure if that'd be helpful to anyone. In my opinion, I think it's far easier and more productive to just take it at face value when we're dealing with full non-dual experiences and realizations. Someone discovered that they're God, just like everyone else. Great! Now the question is not, was that real, but rather, how do I learn to embody this truth within my being, here, as a human being embodied in this particular life, with this particular perspective? This is not a religious question or an issue of belief, faith, or doctrine, or dogma. It's just how the situation presents itself to the individual. And importantly, it initiates changes and processes of energetic transformation within individuals. The question then is, how does one navigate and integrate the process itself, and not just the event of experiencing 5-MeO-DMT? When it comes to the question of integration, I've seen lots of things promoted that I think are actually rather superficial, potentially misleading, and while perhaps at times relevant, not really getting to the heart of the matter. First off, let's make it clear that anyone looking to help individuals integrate or otherwise make sense of or understand what their 5-MeO-DMT experience was all about and what it might indicate of where they are in their process needs to have not only a great deal of personal experience with 5-MeO-DMT themselves, but also must have a great deal of experience in either facilitating this molecule or, at the very least, ample experience, carefully observing numerous and diverse cases of individuals under the influence of 5-MeO-DMT, and also awareness of the issues they describe as arriving in the aftermath of a 5-MeO-DMT experience. In other words, I cannot possibly imagine that anyone who goes to a psychedelic integration school or a certificate program who does not also have these necessary requirements in regards to 5-MeO-DMT could ever legitimately be qualified to work as a 5-MeO-DMT integration coach or therapist. I see ample and diverse personal experience as fundamentally necessary, and anything less is superficial, generic, and possibly terribly misguided. At the generic level, people put out there some of the following suggestions for integration: meditation, yoga, diet, and eating good foods, journaling, spending time in nature, grounding, the thoroughly scientifically dubious practice of grounding energy by being barefoot in the dirt, reading spiritual literature, adopting a spiritual practice, joining discussion groups, getting acupuncture, receiving massages, etc. While these are all potentially legitimate aspects of generic self-care, as is widely promoted in contemporary wellness circles, they honestly don't have much to do with 5-MeO-DMT in particular, and are so generic and non-specific that they don't really address the full magnitude of what 5-MeO-DMT presents. For example, if someone is having disturbing reactivations post 5-MeO-DMT session, telling them to meditate, which might activate a reactivation, getting a massage, which also might lead to a reactivation, or practicing yoga, same goes here, is not necessarily helpful. Or telling them to take walks in nature as they're succumbing to a full-scale panic attack is also of dubious value. Same goes with suggesting they take their shoes off and stand outside for 15 minutes every day, or changing their diet. It's unlikely that any of this would help in a meaningful sense, and it can reinforce the egoic perspective that there's something wrong, and the mistaken notion that there's something concrete that could be done about it with a problem-solution mentality. Sometimes such works as a placebo effect, but just as often it doesn't, and the person feels more and more distressed as none of the integration tools are really making a difference. Trust me, I'm speaking from direct experience here as a professional 5-MeO-DMT integration coach and consultant, and deal with individuals from around the world on a daily basis who need assistance reflecting on what they're going through, and these generic suggestions don't cut it. Simply put, clients need more. And primarily, what that more is that they need to have personal insights into what's going on with them, how best to engage with it in a meaningful and personal way that works for them and their current reality. Something that I find helpful is starting from the position that we are beings of energy. Everything we experience is a form of energy. Thoughts, emotions, sensations, sights, sounds, tastes, everything. And the ego itself is a collection of energetic patterns of habitual thought and action and embodiment with which we've identified. When we work with 5-MeO-DMT, we're potentially bringing our energetic experience to a state of being infinite or without boundaries between self and other. Thus, it challenges, resets, releases, changes, and transforms our more personal expression and experience of energy. And this process takes place across all energetic aspects of our being. Put in this context, we can see that what's taking place is a process of energetic reformatting that is simultaneously universal and intimately personal and individual. Starting from here, we can understand that each person's process is going to be unique, and understanding how someone is inhabited, embodied, and expressed themselves energetically, and how they're changing and becoming more present and authentic within themselves is the best way to help them integrate and process what is happening to them. So, here's a different approach. What you're experiencing is the after effects of going through a radical process of energetic reconditioning and recalibration that has been set into high gear from your consumption of 5-MeO-DMT. The discomfort you're feeling is all the places in the energetic constructs that is your ego that is out of alignment with your true authentic energy as a direct embodiment of universal consciousness and unconditional love. While this phase of the process is uncomfortable and mentally and emotionally disturbing, if you can look at it as an opportunity to fully feel yourself, surrender, and open to the energy that you're experiencing, you'll start to feel better and more grounded. Rather than trying to make any of this stop, what's important is to allow the process to unfold without interference or trying to make it anything other than what it is. In extreme cases, it might indicate that the energetic process got opened up by your session with 5-MeO-DMT, but you left your session without having had the opportunity to fully ground out that phase of the process in your session. So the energy that arose then is continuing to seek to sort itself out and have an opportunity to ground into your embodied being now. In such cases, you might benefit from going in for another session and consciously choosing to fully surrender to the energy and the process. It might be scary, and it might get messy. You might throw up all over yourself and scream and cry or strip off all your clothes, but if you embody that energy in the session fully without any filter or control, you'll find that your energy naturally rebalances on its own, and you'll feel better. Most importantly, you'll feel more available to authentically be yourself, to embody your genuine thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and express them in a way that is genuine, authentic, and direct, and less clouded by egoic narratives and constructs. If you're having reactivations, rather than fighting with them or trying to make them stop or go away by applying some technique or receiving some form of therapy, treat them as sessions with the medicine. Open up your body symmetrically, feel into the energy, and let yourself embody and express it as it is happening with movement and sound. Don't think about how it looks or sounds. Just surrender fully to it and allow the energy to be however it is. Once you've fully embodied and expressed it, it will pass, and you'll find yourself in a new embodied state of being and more energetically grounded. You deal with it not by trying to deal with it, but by embracing it and accepting that you signed up for a profound process of energetic reformatting, and this is what it looks like for you right now. But it won't always be this way. As you move through all this, accept that understanding is not as significant as feeling. There's no need for you to know what is happening or why. You can trust that energy will naturally sort itself out if given the opportunity. Here, you have the potential to really feel all the places where you're out of alignment and where your ego, through its habitual and unconscious patterns, are attaching you to false beliefs, constructed narratives, and artificial standards and expectations. Understand that much of your ego is shaped by choices you made as a child, so as an adult, you're likely not even aware of when and where you made the choices to conceive and construct yourself into the individual that you've become. Each person has a unique life history and energetic trajectory through which their life has been lived. This is why the effects you're getting are different from others you've observed or witnessed. Your process is your process and is thoroughly unique to you, while also universal in the sense that we must all individually navigate our personal relationship to ourselves as individual embodiments of the one universal consciousness. Because it is so individual, your process will never be identical to anyone else's, and what you will need to support you and help you navigate through won't necessarily be the same as anyone else. Take this as an opportunity to really feel into where you think you are withholding love and authenticity from yourself. Does your energetic expression and embodiment align with what you truly think and feel? Or are you putting on a show for yourself and others? Do you lie to yourself? Do you lie to others? Do you try and hide your true thoughts and feelings? Do you act out of self-love or out of fear of being rejected or judged? Do you internalize judgments of others and use them to govern yourself? Do you allow yourself to be free? Do you extend that freedom to others in your life? What's in your heart? Do you give yourself permission to feel the contents of your heart and express them, or do you stuff them down and repress them? You are a unique, individual, embodied expression of the unconditional energy of pure love that is the universal consciousness. Are you trying to be something in particular, or have you accepted that your only real job is just to be yourself and be that self fully embodied and present in reality, here, now, in precisely this moment? A common refrain I hear from my integration clients is that they are grateful to have someone they can talk to about their experience who understands it from the inside out and can help them reflect on how their experiences relate to their sense of self, their energetic expression and processing, and their relationship to the non-dual state of being without introducing spirituality, religion, or metaphysics. Sometimes, simply having someone with deep knowledge tell them, "What you're going through is normal, and here's how to appreciate it as an energetic process," provides a deep sense of relief and opens the possibility to trust what they are going through. To really get at where they're at, we often have to investigate the context in which they were served 5-MeO-DMT, what happened during the event, how their body responded, what they expressed or held back, and how others who were there responded to them at the time. Furthermore, we often have to investigate childhood ego developments, how they were raised, whether they developed the ability to express themselves in their thoughts and emotions, and what kind of religious or even political upbringing they had. We also look at how they treat themselves and those close to them, such as romantic partners, parents, children, etc. We dive into how they respond to the question of, "Do you love yourself?" We also spend a great deal of attention on how they embody themselves and what their body language tells us and how it relates to what they expressed and embodied in their 5-MeO-DMT session. Having video recordings of sessions to review is profoundly helpful in this regard, and also being available for video calls to make immediate observations and provide feedback about body language and expressive patterns as exhibited in the call. We also might examine what kinds of physical activities they engage in and how conducive such practices are to their energetic expression and embodiment. We look at whether they have creative and expressive outlets or not: writing, making music, doing art, public speaking, video, blogging, etc. Furthermore, we might need to get into a chronological history of their psychedelic experiences so that we can start to form a picture of what kind of process they may be going through and how different themes have developed over time and across different experiences that are emblematic of their relationship to themselves across multiple levels of being. Sometimes, we need to dig into spiritual practices and experiences. And of course, if there are traumas in their past, we'll need to get into that too, and also if they've gone through major changes in worldviews, such as leaving or joining religious, spiritual, or political communities. All of this becomes relevant as it gives us a picture of where someone is at in their process of simply becoming themselves, free, embodied, authentic, and genuine. In my experience and opinion, there are some kinds of people I'd never recommend going to for help integrating a 5-MeO-DMT experience. For one, certainly not anyone who has no experience with 5-MeO-DMT. This applies to people who may have extensive psychedelic experience, but if they're lacking significant experience with 5-MeO-DMT, it's highly unlikely that they'll be able to understand much of what one is going through, so just a generic psychedelic integration specialist isn't good enough. In some cases, speaking with a therapist can be helpful, especially with emotional content, mental struggles, or behavioral issues. But again, unless the therapist has personal experience with 5-MeO-DMT, they will not be able to understand or relate to the profound energetics of the experience and will have little to offer when it comes to 5-MeO-DMT-specific issues. Trying to talk to a priest, minister, rabbi, imam, guru, or other forms of spiritual and religious teachers will most likely be worthless, as they'll not be able to relate and will have their views colored by doctrine, dogma, and beliefs. Even non-dual spiritual teachers or therapists might not be of much help because the energetics of 5-MeO-DMT are so unique. Many, quote, spiritual teachers are highly biased against psychedelics, though this is changing, and often see them as polluting, cheating, or fake spirituality. Shamans can be of little help, given that much of shamanism is highly committed to various forms of metaphysical and ontological duality, and are often not equipped to deal with non-duality. And certainly, speaking with an astrologer, channeler, psychic, or medium is far more likely to get you fancy stories with made-up meanings and make-believe stuff than anything truly relevant and worthwhile. It can also be problematic to speak with other people who have had a 5-MeO-DMT experience because their level of experience might not be extensive enough to really give worthwhile feedback, and also opens people up to comparisons. There's a sense of belonging in 5-MeO-DMT communities that can be rewarding, but sometimes Even there, people don't feel understood or heard. For example, there might be a group that attended a retreat, and everyone but you seemed to have had an easy time, but for you, the experience was terribly challenging and maybe even terrifying. In such cases, people feel like they're the odd one out, or that they must have done something wrong, or are somehow a failure. Revealing such to even well-meaning others can open one up to having to endure all kinds of interpretations, speculations, and opinions, none of which might be helpful and productive. For example, I've seen some people post on social media forums that they felt a dark energy during their 5-MeO DMT experience, and then I've seen commenters chime in that they must have a dark entity attached to them and need to perform some kind of cleansing or exorcism ritual. Or someone else might chime in with that's their karma from past life that they were processing, or maybe their ancestors. Or another interpretation might be that it came from someone else who was present at the time, so it wasn't really their energy to begin with. These responses might be well-meaning, but honestly, they're more destructive and harmful than anything else, in my opinion. They are using beliefs, metaphysics, and spirituality to provide interpretations and actions that can be very confusing for someone in a difficult passage. Often, you have to buy into a whole belief structure of the commenter to accept the interpretation. It's not helpful and might profoundly get in the way of someone owning their experience and taking responsibility for themselves. If we can start with the understanding that each one of us is the unique individual that we are, and also the universal and unitary being that is all of reality, then we are better poised to understand what is taking place in 5-MeO DMT experiences. And if we ground that in an understanding of the energetics of being, even better. We can view the human ego as a collection of energetic patterns of expression and embodiment with which we have identified, which may or may not be in alignment with our authentic expression. And then we can see that by flooding the system with intense non-dual energy that transcends our limited self-concept and identity, that we are initiating an energetic process of recalibrating and reconditioning our entire energetic system, which is always housed, expressed, and experienced in the body. To that end, it's worthwhile to pay attention to all the energetic asymmetries of the ego, especially in contrast to how bodies open up and freely articulate with perfect bilateral symmetry in the peak of the non-dual energetic expansion of the 5-MeO DMT experience. We can then start to learn how the character of the egoic self with which we've identified is in fact a construct, and generally a restrictive and constricting one at that. In contrast, the freedom, spontaneity, and open balance of the energy of non-duality, the energy of the ego is conditional, imbalanced, and limiting. By embracing our true nature as non-dual beings of the open energy of unconditional love, we can start to restructure the character we live through to be more open, more balanced, more genuine, and more authentic, and less constricted by beliefs, desires, attachments, and projections, thereby rendering us more able to simply be with what is as it is in reality, and not in the constructs of our minds. And this is a process. It doesn't happen with just one experience, and sometimes not even with many. It takes focus, concentration, and deep levels of trust and willingness to go through the process, knowing that it will often be challenging, confusing, and sometimes even downright freaky. But it's worth it. That's why people go to 5-MeO DMT. It's what they're looking for at the deepest level. Genuine knowledge of the self and the ability to be who and what they are without imposing unnecessary limits on the self as both an expression of universal being and individuated humanity. If you're not embodying it, you're not really doing it. And what you're embodying is your relationship to yourself as a unique human individual who is also simultaneously a direct expression of the universal being that is all of reality. At the heart of it is your heart, which is also the universal heart. And in that heart, the flow of unconditional love is always seeking expression. It's up to you to embody and allow it as the unique expression that you are.